If all I had to do was to walk in here and wave and sign some autographs and kiss a few babies and smile, yeah, it'd be easy. But I got to figure out how to stay away from Mathis and, you know, complete some passes on Davis and, you know, Toler and Butler, who are, I think, really, really good cover corners. So so from that standpoint, I think you got to, you know, football is an emotional game. There's no question about it. And I can't tell you what emotions, you know, I'll feel and you know, sitting here on Wednesday, but, you know, all I know to do is to get as prepared as I possibly can, because I owe that to a lot of guys that are counting on me.
That's Peyton Manning Wednesday at Dove Valley. That's right, week 7, it is here. Broncos going on the road to face the Colts and go against the organization Peyton Manning spent so much time with and did so much for. John, you played a lot of road games in the regular season and the postseason, games that had so much hype and anticipation around them. I don't know maybe if there was one quite like this with all the storylines that are going around. For Peyton going back to where he called home for so long, can you kind of think about what this must be like? This isn't just another road game. It's another game on the schedule, but as he said Wednesday, this is very unique.
You know, and it really is. And I think that, you know, I kind of have compassion for Peyton in the fact that going back to a place that he was there for 14 years, as I said when Peyton signed here and left Indianapolis, that it would have been hard for me to imagine having to leave the Denver Broncos, especially after 14 years. And so there is always that great connection that you have with a team that drafted you and you know, put your heart and soul in for so long. So I can understand the emotions that Peyton's going through, but he's also, you know, a professional and realizing how important this game is, because the Colts are a good football team and they're going to be in the mix of this whole thing in the AFC when it comes down to the end. And so that's why it makes it that much more important.
When Manning arrived here in Denver, you said you wanted him to go down as the greatest quarterback ever, winning more Super Bowls for this organization here. That's not easy. How hard is it to win a Super Bowl?
Well, you have to. Yeah, it's very difficult, and you have to have a good football team, and you also have to have a good coach and staff, and you have to have a lot of good things happen to you. So there's things that have to go your way. You have to be playing your best football at the right time, and so, you know, there's so many different things that go into that I think that. You know, but the thing that we have to do now is put ourselves in a position to be able to have that chance. And you know, we're on our way so far of doing that. We've, you know, had a good start. But obviously the next one in front of us with that small picture is the Colts. And you know, in their place, and they're coming off a tough loss against San Diego. So they're going to be ready to go. So we're going to have take our best game with us to Indianapolis.
Broncos in a position as one of the two undefeated teams because of a win last week against Jacksonville. You told me last week, John, you were really curious to see how the team was going to respond and focus with a game coming up against a winless team. You wanted to see how they played, how their focus was. What did you learn last week? We usually tape the show earlier in the week. I know it's Thursday, but just going back to week 6 briefly, what did you take out of that game against Jacksonville, one that up until partway through the third quarter was a very tight game?
It was a tight game, and I think that we all knew going in, and even though there was a bunch of talk about the point spread, that any team in the NFL has a lot of good athletes on it, and I think that Jacksonville came in here and played tough. They played very well. Obviously, we made some mistakes that stopped us offensively, and they made some plays on their offensive side, but, you know, when you're complaining about 35 points, you're in good shape. And I think that a lot of times when you go through this whole thing and you go through the season, it's all about perspective, whether you're winning or losing. And I think that, you know, last week was a good perspective game for us, and the fact that we know we saw what we need to improve on. Everybody was aware of the situation that we're in with Jacksonville coming in, but I think that everybody handled it well. And, you know, we still have a long way to go, and we haven't played our best football yet, which is exciting.
With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We'll be right back.
Broncos win. I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy. I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly. You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there.
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11-26-13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
I definitely felt that way. I've been paying attention to meetings, you know, even more so than I would do, you know, normally. But, you know, I was ready to go. I wanted to make sure when I came back that I wasn't a step behind. If anything, I was prepared. You know, I've been conditioning. I had been working out, doing everything possible, you know, to get myself ready for, you know, practicing the games. It's still, you know, some stuff you got to learn. Football is football. If you're not playing it, you're not playing it. So, you know, working out today, it was a good practice. It was a good workout. I was ready to go.
That's Von Miller Wednesday at Dove Valley, who made it very clear how thrilled he is to be back on the field in pads, in a helmet. For 6 weeks, he's had to watch from his couch, like a lot of people, watch this game and cheer for the Broncos. He said he was probably their biggest fan. John, Von looks bigger. Yesterday, he still looked quick on the field. Finally get him back, not to mention for the first time, and I talked about this on Wednesday in a piece I did, you have Wesley Woodyard, Champ Bailey, Robert Ayers, Von Miller all on the field together, finally prepping for a game the way this whole thing kind of was designed back during training camp. You finally now get to see it come together, and as you touched on in the first segment this week, we're going to need it going to Indy.
We are, and I'm thrilled Von's back, as we all are, and I think that you know, Vaughn's gone through obviously very tough times the last 6 weeks, last 8 weeks, and everything that's been going on around him, swirling around his personal life. But I think that he's thrilled to be back on the football field, on the practice field, as well as back in uniform. We're thrilled to have him back. But I think that, you know, Vaughn has done a tremendous job in the 6 weeks that he was suspended. He worked out very hard with our weight coach, Luke Richardson, and he is bigger and he's stronger. And, you know, I think that he's got to be careful, and everyone has to be careful in the fact that we need to work him back in. When you miss 6 weeks, it's always right. Tough to come back. And no matter how hard you work in that weight room or try to condition, you can't. It's hard to get in football shape unless you're playing. And so we just got to be careful with Vaughn. But we're thrilled that he's back. I think that you know, he's taken some great strides in the period that he's missed. And you know, we have great expectations for him to come back and be the Von Miller we know he is.
There's the direct impact of having Vaughn on the field with his ability to rush the quarterback. He loves getting those sacks. He said he might have a sack dance planned already. That's the direct impact when you have Von on the field. The indirect impact on the other side of the line, in the secondary, with the other linebackers, when that pressure is coming faster, what Von is here to do, what do you hope to see there too?
Well, I mean, anytime you have a pass rusher with Von's capability, it's going to help you. And I think that, you know, with where we are in the secondary, plus it gives us another healthy body, and so you can keep everybody fresh, and so that one more healthy body is going to help get everybody in there and have them be fresh. And so, and plus in the secondary, to be able to know that the ball hopefully is going to come out quicker, and that you know, just as a defense as a whole, and Vaughn's playmaking ability is going to help us, you know, as a whole.
Yeah, on that turf indoors. I worked there for the Colts for 2 years. No one's talking about that story. My return to Indianapolis, I guess Peyton Manning's return is overshadowing that. That's fine. I can handle that. But in that building, when the Colts are on offense, it gets very quiet. Andrew Luck will have the ability to talk to even his receivers if he wants to change something before the snap. To have Von back in that kind of circumstance, again, it's not like he's going to – you said he'll ease back into it as he gets used to playing football again, but we're going to need him. Good to see that he's back this week as the Broncos go on the road to face the Colts. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access Podcast. We'll be right back.
Broncos win. I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy. I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly. You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there.
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11-26-13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Getting closer to week 7 with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall, Elway Access Podcast, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. John, you've been busy this week with Vaughn coming back. Team has to make another move before Saturday, I think. Already activated Tavares King, rookie drafted this year, up to the active roster. What's that process been like? And I guess you're getting closer to figuring out how you're going to get Vaughn on the flight to Indianapolis this weekend.
Yeah, so we've got to make another move at the end of this week. But, you know, we're still considering who that's going to be. That was always tough to make. But I think that we have to do that. And so Tavares has done a good job in practice. He's a young guy that we have a lot of, that we think has a lot of potential. And there's a chance that we're going to lose him. We didn't want to lose him. So he came up to the 53, so we protected him. And so we'll make a move at the end of the week and when Vaughn comes off the suspended list.
Offensively, Peyton Manning gets to go against a 3-4 defense in his old building. Defensively, Broncos get to wrestle with Trent Richardson and Andrew Luck, who was brought in to kind of carry the torch that Peyton Manning had for so long. Sunday night, big game, Sunday night football, national audience. John, how do you think the plan will be? What will the plan be? Broncos go in there trying to fly home and remain undefeated through the first 7 weeks of this season.
Well, it's going to be tough. Obviously, as we've talked about with the Colts coming off a tough loss in San Diego on Monday night, you know, they're going to be ready. And they're a talented football team. Robert Mathis, one of the best pass rushers in the league. They're good in the secondary. And so they can do a lot of different things with the 3-4 defense that they do and create pressure. And so, you know, they're a very talented team. And then you look on the offensive side with them getting Trent Richardson plus Andrew Luck, who's, you know, very, very solid young, and I think he's going to be a great quarterback in this league for a long time, is always dangerous. And so they're a good, well-rounded football team. It's going to be, obviously, with Peyton going back in there, playoff kind of anticipation, playoff excitement, you know, and hopefully we can meet that as a football team and know that we're going to have to play our best team in there, and there's our best game, and we're not going to be able to make very many mistakes while we're there.
Yeah, maybe something like turnovers, those five plays we talk about quite a bit, the five plays that dictate how a game usually ends. And remember, on Sunday all day long, DenverBroncos.com, we will be there. We will provide you pregame, in-game, and plenty of post-game coverage. Thanks so much for listening with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This has been the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.